Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, October 26, 2017. The U.S. will no longer fund ineffective U.N. relief efforts, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the king responsible for the early unification of Saxon kingdoms. Ivanka Trump was lobbying yesterday for an expanded child tax credit, and the EU refused to relicense the controversial pesticide glyphosate. The Hill reports that Vice President Mike Pence spoke last night at the In Defense of Christians annual Solidarity Dinner for Christians in the Middle East. In his speech, Vice President Pence castigated the United Nations for having, quote, often failed to help the most vulnerable communities, especially religious minorities. The Vice President said, quote, we will no longer rely on the United Nations alone to assist persecuted Christians and minorities in the wake of genocide and the atrocities of terrorist groups. The United States will work hand in hand from this day forward with faith-based groups and private orgs to help those who are persecuted for their faith. He continued, this is the moment. Now is the time, and America will support these people in their hour of need. The vice president did not offer any specifics as to which organizations would no longer be funded. Pence decried the UN's denial of funding to faith-based groups with proven track records. He added that those Christians who are experiencing persecution in the Middle East at the hands of radical Islamic terrorists, quote, should not have to rely on multinational institutions when America can help them directly. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Alfred the Great. The saddest thing about any man is that he be ignorant, and the most exciting thing is that he knows. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Alfred the Great. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. At mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Alfred was born in 849, the fifth son of the King of Wessex. He was known to be a scholar, having translated Christian classics into Anglo-Saxon. In 868, Alfred married Ealhswith, daughter of Ethelred the Mickle, ealdorman of the Gainas. And together they had two sons and three daughters. He spent most of his reign fighting the onslaughts of the Danes on and off. In the end, the Saxons prevailed over the Danes, and most of the individual Saxon kingdoms were crushed out of existence. Wessex became a rallying point for all Saxons, and England was subsequently unified. Alfred suffered throughout his life with a painful, unpleasant illness which has been diagnosed in modern times as either Crohn's disease or a hemorrhoidal disorder. He died in 899 of unknown causes. St. Alfred the Great, pray for us. Yesterday, GOP lawmakers gathered on Capitol Hill to push for the child tax credit to be expanded in the Republican tax overhaul. Here is Ivanka Trump, courtesy of the Associated Press.
Over the years, as wages have stagnated, the costs of raising a family have grown exponentially. It is a priority of this administration, and it is a legislative priority to ensure that American families can thrive and that we deliver real and meaningful tax relief to middle-income Americans.
Here is Representative Kristi Noem from South Dakota.
I think that the way that we show this country that we value families and children is by reflecting it in the policies that we put into place. I'm passionate about this issue because I've always been a working mom. In fact, I became a mom just weeks after my dad died and I took over our family business. So I didn't have the option to stay home. In fact, the day I got home from the hospital, I had to go back to work. So a lot of families are in that situation. And the state that I represent, the state of South Dakota, has the highest rate of working moms in the country.
Chemical and Engineering News is reporting that European Union member states, failing to come to a consensus, have postponed a vote on whether or not to reauthorize use of the controversial pesticide glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup pesticide. Ever since 2015, when the World Health Organization's Cancer Agency declared glyphosate to be a probable carcinogen, there has been increasing debate on the merits of its use. 1.3 million EU residents signed a petition which was presented to the EU's executive body, the European Commission, urging member states to place a ban on the use of glyphosate in the EU and to reform the pesticide approval process. The European Chemicals Agency and the European Food Safety Authority both came to the conclusion since June of 2016 that there is no proof that glyphosate is linked to carcinogenic or reproductive side effects. On November 6, the Commission will reconvene to discuss extending the license for 5 to 7 years. In this Celestial Musings, yesterday the New York Daily News reported that 58-year-old Bruce Paddock, the brother of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock, was arrested, being found with over 600 images of child pornography in his possession. Paddock was arrested at a nursing facility in Los Angeles and slapped with 20 criminal charges related to possession of child pornography or the sexual exploitation of children. I cannot say that I have any deep thoughts about this. It's disgusting. But I do wonder what on earth caused these men to behave in such a mentally ill fashion as to do what they did. I wonder how much of their behavior was influenced by genetics and how much by perhaps a deficient home life. For we know their absentee father was a thief and con artist who, in his psychiatric evaluation, was deemed to have a sociopathic personality. Obviously, the influence of the devil cannot be discounted here, nor can intergenerational curses. But unless these people were actively inviting demons into their lives, I do believe there is something more. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.